This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we're continuing to monitor any of the latest information coming out about Israel's strike against Iran. It's being called a limited strike. Iran says there's no damage. The IAEA says there's no damage. And the world is wondering if this is going to be a one and done from Israel against Iran, or if they might actually do something more here in the coming days. But that remains to be seen. And, of course, we've seen a lot of reaction to this. We understand it's in a region near the Natanz nuclear facility. So that, of course, brings up the specter as to whether or not that might have been the target, although that does not seem to be the case at this hour, at least from what we understand so far. Again, a lot of this can change as we continue to get more up-to-date information. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we head into hour number four of the program. Glad to be with you, as I said. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour for your telephone calls. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. But, folks, it's Friday. You know what that means. It means we've got Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to think that Frank and I are both marked safe from being eaten by cannibals. I think if we got nothing else, we got that going for us. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, Mr. Kyle, I have not seen any teeth marks anywhere on my body, so I guess I'm all right.
That's good. Well, yeah, we had, of course, Joe Biden talking about his uncle in World War II that somehow almost got eaten by cannibals. That was, he thought they were eaten by cannibals, but he unfortunately crashed in the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean out north of New Guinea, and the reports are that all the crew of that plane disappeared beneath the waves with the plane. Very unfortunate. But here we go again, Frank, another crazy Bidenism. Isn't that something?
Well, imagine that, an embellishment from Joe Biden. You know, we knew there were going to be some starting to emerge, getting closer to November. But I'll bet you nobody had the square in the squares game that said cannibal.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's completely out of left field. So I guess what we know now is that Corn Pop was a bad dude and my uncle got eaten by cannibals. You know, I hope that comes up in the debate somewhere, if there ever is one.
You just wait till the T-shirts start coming out, because you know somebody's making those.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, I love to flip the script. Imagine, what if Trump said, you know, my great-grandfather was eaten by cannibals, and, you know, this kind of thing, and they'd say, he's nuts, you know?
I hate to say it, but he would have said it was huge.
That's why we love Fridays so very much here on this show, everybody. Frank, what do you make of this retaliation by Israel? They're calling it limited. When is a strike not a strike? I guess I don't know.
Well, I think it was more of a message being sent than anything else, because it did happen on the Supreme Leader's birthday.
Oh, interesting! You know? I did not know that. That's very cool.
Yeah, Khomeini's birthday. So during, you know, the celebrations were happening, and they decided to launch something that targeted one of the most sensitive places inside Iran, not to mention Syria. You know, that's where the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's active headquarters is for the Hezbollah campaign. So, you know, they hit Syria, too. We don't know what happened in Syria. No information is coming out yet. I imagine as we move forward and they start releasing more information, we're going to learn about more of the details that make the strike significant beyond the messaging. I do not believe that this is something that is their total response, because Israel's not that impotent when they decide to strike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have an incredible fighting force. So if they wanted to hit something in Natanz, they would have, and it would have been spectacular. This could also be something that was a bright, shiny thing. Pay attention to what we're doing over here, because we're doing this over here. They're very good at doing that, an act of deflection of attention. So I believe in the next 24 to 48 hours, we'll learn a lot more about what they were doing. If it was just a message, it was a hell of a message. We're not scared to go inside the country of Iran, and we're not scared to do it on a Friday, which is a big religious day in the Muslim world. And we're not afraid to do it on a special occasion like the Supreme Leader's birthday.
No kidding. Well, it
was a middle finger.
Yeah.
So.
Well, indeed. No, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about earlier was that as you mentioned, going into Iran would have been unthinkable. That would have been a catalyst for all-out war not all that long ago. And now it seems like, okay, well, you know, unprecedented, Iran attacks Israel from its own soil. Israel now goes into Iran. You know, we're off into the twilight zone here, it seems like. And what's the next shoe to drop if, you know, now these boundaries have been crossed?
Well, you got to remember, Iran likes to saber rattle. The mullahs like to saber rattle when it comes to death and destruction and will annihilate you and this, that, and the other. They got a wake-up call, because every single thing they threw at Israel last Saturday, 99% of every single thing they threw at Israel didn't land a punch.
Right.
Israel proved that their defenses are superior to Iran's offense. So Iran has to be a little shaken on this, because they didn't strike a blow.
Agreed. Very, 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 very cool. I'll tell you what, Frank Silvato, stay right there, because we are coming right back. We got lots more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. We are just getting started here in hour number 4 of the program this morning, folks. Friday, it's here. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
One way or another.
And we continue to race through and rock it through this Friday edition of the show. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. First-time callers, of course, 949-822-7959. We're pretty harmless here on the program. We love to get new first-time callers all the time. So once again, folks, it's time to talk with our good friend, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com and author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, here we are again. And one of the things, of course, Frank, that we also saw happening was the arrest of, I think, 108 pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University. But one of the things that is very unsettling, to say the least, is that you have these young people actually saying things like, we are Hamas, basically. And that leads me to this notion of radicalization. That sometimes we hear, oh, you have some lone wolf and they get radicalized and they go to the Middle East and they want to join the jihad. But we're actually having larger numbers of people, in my opinion, being radicalized here.
Yeah, included in that 108 was Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Yeah.
At Columbia getting arrested. This is one of those things, and it really is a commentary on society as a whole, where it's just the thing to be a part of today. You know, it's as if everybody is romanticizing the 60s. About how cool it was to be a revolutionary with all the tie-dye and the marching and the protesting and the bullhorns and let's take over this campus, this, and this office, that. if they ever had to go over to Gaza to fight for what they're chanting about, they would run and hide crying like a bunch of little cowards.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It's cool to protest because you're part of the it crowd. You know, and if you're not part of the it crowd, then you're part of the rebellious crowd. Right up until there's consequences for your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the president of Colombia was before Congress last week and guaranteed that there would be consequences for the actions. Was even talking about expulsions. You start expelling students for transgressing the policies about protesting on campus, and you will see these things come to a screeching halt, especially when they're foreign students here on student visas, and those visas are revoked because they're not enrolled anymore.
Right.
You know, I truly believe that 90% of these kids don't know what the hell they're actually participating in. They're just doing it because it's the social thing to do on campus, and especially on campuses like Columbia and Berkeley and Harvard and Princeton. So let's give them some consequences for their actions. If you're going to rush into the chancellor's office and have a sit down and that's against policy, if you're going to shout someone down and the policy has been put in place that you can't do that because free speech is more important than your fragile or disingenuous feelings, then let's have some consequences like getting expelled.
Right.
And if that's the case, honest, you're going to see it come to a screeching halt, because when faced with adverse consequences for bad actions, these kids turn into cowards. They just do. They're brave on social media, and they're brave when they're in a crowd, but you get them one-on-one with consequences, and they buckle.
Yeah.
Now, is free speech important on a college campus? Yes, it is. But there's ways to exercise your free speech without being a jerk.
And when
you're demanding that taxpayers pay your tuition because you took out a student loan and you're screaming death to America, what kind of spoiled ingrate are you?
The worst kind. Well, you know, Rashida Tlaib is evidently upset, you know, because if you're anti-Israel, you know, you can go out there and protest, and there really shouldn't be any consequences, I guess, because they're protesting, quote, genocide, unquote. So the left and the radicals always come up with something that supersedes everything else, totally justifies what they're doing, and so somehow they get to operate with total impunity without these kinds of consequences that you're talking about.
They enjoy throwing words around like genocide and Hitler, but where is the act of genocide? Israel gives almost 48 hours notice of when they're going to strike someplace. What other fighting force in the history of time has ever done that?
Yeah.
You know, they don't. They don't. It's never happened. So where's the genocide? I would put it to Omar that the people who are fomenting a genocide of their own people are the Hamas operatives who hide behind women and children and civilians and put armories underneath hospitals and schools and children's playgrounds.
Yeah, but
you start doing that, you're putting your own people in the crosshairs, saying I'm more important than the civilians.
Yeah, but that's abhorrent to you and I, and to most people, you know, within the sound of our voices here. That's totally abhorrent, but it's not abhorrent to Hamas. And that is just lost, evidently, on a lot of these, I hate to say, young people who are susceptible to radicalization in this regard.
Well, and again, I'm not sure that a lot of the people on the college campuses have been radicalized. I think they see it something as a cool movement to be a part of. So, you know, they're romanticizing about 40 years into the future when they say, I was a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like the protests of 1968 in Chicago. You know, and even then, when you delve into who was funding the anti-war movement in the United States, it has now been proven beyond any doubt that the Russians were just pouring money into that movement in order to use an ideological battleground here in the United States to their benefit.
Yeah.
So while they were protesting a war they didn't believe in and had every right to do so, this is not that. It just isn't. What they're forwarding here is really, it's based on non-truths and fantasy. So I have to believe this is like, hey, man, this is the new bar that opened on campus. Did you go? It's the new club downtown. Have you been there yet? Have you been to the anti-Israel rally? Yeah, we're all going about 2 o'clock, man, and then we're going to lunch afterwards.
Yeah. Well, what if you had protesters on a campus and they did exactly the same thing? They had the pup tents and they had all the stuff, and their message was, stop prosecuting Donald Trump. I wonder what the reaction would be.
Yeah, it would never happen.
Yeah.
It would never happen because it's not the cool thing to do. Going to an anti-Israel rally is, and it's sick, but it's the cool thing to do on liberal campuses today. It's the cool thing to do to be anti-Israel, to be pro-Palestinian, because they've fallen for the canard that the poor Palestinians are starving. They're not. And in the impoverished sectors of Gaza and the West Bank, it's because Hamas has sequestered the food. You know, Hamas is a terrorist organization, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrorist group. We recognize the Biden administration, as liberal as it is, as anti-Semitic as it is, they recognize Hamas as a terror organization. So why are people thinking it's cool to support a terror organization? I mean, we're just doing it for the Gazans. The Gazans elected these people to be their government. And after October 7th, over 70% supported the actions that Hamas executed.
Yeah.
So they're culpable.
Yeah, that's very chilling indeed. And what it does, it paints an entirely different picture of this narrative that Israel is hell-bent on genocide to destroy all Palestinians, and they're doing it with impunity, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, when the facts come into play here, it kind of throws a wrench into the cool aspect of going to the protest at 2:30 and then hitting the clubs.
After shouting death to America. Yeah, it's really something. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, stay right there. Can you stick around with another segment? All right, we got Frank Salvato for another segment, everybody. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues. We are going to come right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
U.S. USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is a mighty powerful heat, so it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, that's right. We're, we're just reminding you what we've learned from Sheila Jackson Lee. The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It's almost impossible to go near it. The moon is much more manageable, but it is, in fact, not made of gases. I just can't get over that, folks. Welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program here in this segment with our good friend, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and, of course, author of the book Nullification, which you can find out all about over there at undergroundusa.com and also on Amazon. So once again, good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, welcome back. And, we're not going to try to go near the sun. We're certainly not going to go to the other side of the island, like on Gilligan's Island, because they never wanted to go over there because there were the headhunters, as I recall. So I don't know.
And you don't want to follow Biden's uncle either, because the headhunters and the cannibals lived on that side of the island.
Exactly. I mean, I'm telling you, under any other circumstances, Frank, this would all be so hilarious. But yet this is the guy running for president. It's the guy who is the president. And yet I can't imagine any other candidate in history who could get it wrong like this on a consistent basis and still be the party's nominee no matter what.
Yeah, it's almost like a drinking game where you have to pull a bunch of different cards from a box and then cobble together a claim. You know, maybe we should coin that and get the little box that's out there and call it Bidenomics. And then we'll just, you have to pull five cards. One is a noun and a verb and a subject, and you have to cobble together a line of BS, and everybody gets to vote on who wins that round.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we haven't heard too much.
You know that's gonna pop up somewhere, though.
Well, sure. Absolutely it will. And it's just that this is a gift that keeps on giving. And sometimes, you know, I have to be really candid, and that is, you know, we're watching Joe Biden, but yet it's like we're watching Grandpa, who's having all this trouble, and yet they keep sending him out there, and under any other circumstances, if he was the CEO of some company somewhere or something, he would just retire quietly. He couldn't go on like this.
I did. The people behind the curtain want to have somebody that they can completely control. Now, it used to be where you had to have dirt on somebody. They've stumbled upon the idea that if you put someone out there that you can cajole with ice cream and all the trappings of the presidency, that they can control him to move an agenda forward that's just horrible for the country. It's Marxist in nature, and it's bad for the economy, it's bad for the people, it's bad for society, it's bad for almost every policy that we have. And they have him in this position so that they can flood the population with people who are not citizens. And as you see in location after location, like New York, Illinois, and California, they're trying everything they can to make sure that they can pull a ballot in November. Mm-hmm. They want to make the Democrat Party the permanent party, the uniparty in Washington, D.C. at the federal level. One of the reasons it's so very important to re-empower the states. If we re-empower the states, whether it's by exercising individualism at the state level or using nullification to nullify bad, unconstitutional federal law, then you neuter that effort because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's why this is a wonderful tool for states to use. And it stops this centralized government Marxism and neuters the bureaucracy, which is what we need today, because the cabal behind the curtain, they don't have America's best interests at heart. They're the same radicals, you know, born of not only a foreign spice, but the aging radical of the 1960s who thought the United States just sucked. Yeah. You know, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and then you've got the new breed, the Susan Rices, you know, the Powers, the Susan Powers. These guys, they despise the United States. They think it's an imperialistic colonizing force. They never give our country credit for what it's done good in the world. It's always we're bad and we're the epicenter of evil. So that's who's running our country, and they've got a blithering idiot in front of the curtain that would rather talk about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals.
Exactly. Well said, Frank. Let's head over to the telephone line. We've got Anthony in Tampa this morning, who's listening in, has got a question or comment for you. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Yeah, I'd like to say that little segment of the woman giving her description of the moon's matter is sort of the same irrelevant gibberish and that Neil deGrasse Tyson, the evolutionary physicist, put out on his special on TV with all the CGIs trying to convince people that he had some knowledge of what's existing in the universe. Please, God's probably looking down at him and wondering, where did this yokel come from? Again, the late Rush Limbaugh categorized the young people on the radical side of on the left as young brains full of mush. And that's pretty much, Frank, what you described, that a large percentage of those taking part in these radicalized free Palestine marches are just, they don't know what they're getting into. They're just in it for the joy of being a part of something that's supposedly rebellious. But lo and behold, when the surprise comes upon them, that those who are bringing upon these marches are their religious intent is they're using them as fodder. But sooner or later, they'll know what they're going to do with them. The, mm-hmm. You know, the alphabet stealer groups, the young punks out there thinking the progressive left, they have a big surprise when they really dig in deeper. These Palestinian supporters are all about. It's going to be a big, scary surprise. And these are the same people who know more about Star Wars than they do about what happened in Nazi Germany.
Right.
And most of them are Holocaust deniers. And it's a shame because most of those soldiers who took part in liberating those camps are starting to die off pretty quick. And that's the main part of history right there that's going away. And it's kind of scary, man. So it's up to the parents to reel in these kids and really sit them down and get down to the true facts of history. So thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. We appreciate the call. Yeah, what do you think, Frank? You can't argue with what he's talking about.
No, every generation has its useful idiots.
Yeah.
You know, and these are the useful idiots of this generation. The kids who feel they need to be a part of something bigger than themselves because the false level of self-esteem that has been installed in them through the education process from kindergarten to 12th grade, it failed them. They don't have true self-esteem. They didn't learn from failures and overcome and achieve. They've been given everything. So they necessarily need to be a part of something bigger than themselves because they have no self-worth.
Yeah. And that's
fall prey to being useful idiots by nefarious forces.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's the thing, is that makes them susceptible to being drawn in to something like that. That feeling, it's like being in a gang, right? I feel like I belong. I'm in a gang, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then later on in life, and that's a big if they decide to continue learning about the things that they feel are important, they fade away from the activism of this useful idiocy and fall silent on what they've said in the past instead of admitting that they're wrong because they've never learned to overcome a mistake or admit their own culpability.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. This is really scary stuff because we're talking about it right here, right, in April of 2024. Imagine what things would be like in April of 2030, or 2035 or, 20 years from now. It just seems to be a lot more scary. But I tell you what, Frank, we appreciate you so very, very much, of course. And we're going to talk to you again on Monday, my friend.
You stay low, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You too. Take care. Frank Salvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. And Nullification is the book. Go over there, check it out. And come back after this break. Check us out because we're going to talk with Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me just how fast this program really does go by. And especially on Friday, we just seem to have just covered this ground so very quickly this morning. So if you're just waking up, if you're just joining us here on this wonderful Friday morning, we hope that you've got some great plans for the day. Even if you're going to work, that's okay. Because you know why? Because it's Friday. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we are glad to be with you on this Friday morning. And somebody else we're glad to have with us, that's Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone. You can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer, right here in Tampa. And you can hear him from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday morning. He's also the insurance quarterback, and he is the man you want in the clutch whenever you have questions about stuff like that as well. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, Kyle. Good morning, my man. Always a pleasure to be on with you, my friend. It is a beautiful Friday. Like you said, if we have to work, that's okay. That's the way we have a purposeful life in this great world of ours and great country of ours. And we just got to keep striving for greatness. And if we do that, I think we'll get back to the great country that we are and can become. So,
indeed.
for, brother. So just like you do with a sports franchise or a team, you better yourself every day. Good things are going to happen. If you do the little things, good things are going to happen. So that's what it's all about, my man. Well, we are ready for some NBA playoffs, Kyle, and from some NHL playoffs. Hockey and basketball, baby, full speed ahead now. You have the Chicago Bulls playing the Miami Heat tonight at 7 o'clock. Whoever wins that game gets into the playoffs, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kings. Okay, the Sacramento Kings will take on the New Orleans Pelicans. And we'll see who wins that one at 9:30. So that's the playoff games. But the big one for our basketball fans here in Central Florida are the Magic, the Orlando Magic, back in the playoff hunt. Going to go all the way up to Cleveland to play the Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers, have been amazing how they've reformed after LeBron left. It's good to see. And we'll see what happens in that series. It should be a good one. And then out in your neck of the woods, man, the Phoenix Suns going to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that'll start at 3:30 tomorrow. And then up in the Northeast, this should be a great matchup. The 76ers against the Knicks. It's been a long time since we've seen those two really go at it and mean something. So kind of neat going back in time. People in my age bracket, Kyle, we were just kids, but we definitely remember the Knickerbockers, the 76ers with Dr. J. And,
Dr. J. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. And then the Lakers made it in, so they'll be playing the Denver Nuggets. And that's going to be a tough series. We'll see if the Lakers can be competitive. 8:30 tomorrow that starts. A lot of people aren't even giving the Lakers a shot. I wouldn't go that far. You never know when you have a team of veterans like that, how they can work together and make it happen. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the NBA playoffs, and I hope a lot of other people are too. And the NHL playoff schedule is exciting too now because you have the New York Islanders taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. The Hurricanes have come on strong, Kyle, these last few weeks. And they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So the Islanders will have their hands full. And then the old traditional matchup here, Toronto Maple Leafs against the Boston Bruins tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So can't wait for that. And the Washington Capitals, they came on strong at the end to make it in there, and so did the Rangers, the New York Rangers. So that's going to be a good matchup also. Now, the Lightning and the Panthers are going to drop the puck at 12:30 on Sunday, right after the show. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. We're going to call it the I-75 special, Alligator Alley. You come up that way to, you know, come to Tampa or down to the Sunrise area down there outside of Miami, take on the Florida Panthers. And that's what the Lightning are going to do. Now, the Lightning have made the playoffs 4 years in a row. Pretty impressive for a franchise that they didn't know that was ever going to exist. And thank God for Phil Esposito. Mm-hmm. Old hockey people know who he is. He's a great guy, great announcer. You know, the cool thing with him, Kyle, him having a little bit of ownership with the Lightning and him being the founding godfather to bring him here, he tells it like it is. He doesn't sugarcoat when he does the game. And I wish all announcers would do that. Of course, you're going to root for your team, and you're going to slide it a little bit when you talk about it. But he's very objective and very fair. And when the team isn't doing what they're supposed to, he tells you. And then when they get a good call, he goes, hey, we got a break there. And then when they don't get a good call, he tells you that too. But it's not so one-sided, Kyle.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it could be done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and a lot of times, especially with that kind of commentary, you learn a lot more. I think you enjoy the game more. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, especially if it's demonstrably a bad call, especially if on review you can see, no, he was really out. He wasn't safe. You know, it can be sometimes splitting hairs, but a lot of times it is what it is. That's what you get.
So true, Kyle. So true. And that's you know, just the way it should be. I'm just really, you know, give me the game. Tell me like it is. Okay, that's all. I mean, I might be rooting for a team for something to happen, but I want to really know. Did he have 2 feet in? Did he only have 1 feet in? Especially when it's on the radio. When you're listening on TV, it's not as bad. You don't really focus as much on the announcer, but when you're driving around a lot like I do, I just give us the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey, you know, the RBC tournament there in South Carolina golf is underway and rocking and rolling. So after the Masters, Scottie Scheffler, congratulations. Now, Colin Morikawa, this guy's starting to come back. Great golfer. Okay, he's won a PGA. He's won a U.S. Open. He had a shot at the Masters last week, but he just couldn't put it together. But he's 6 under. He's right in the hunt. He's going to be the guy to look for in this tournament. People are going to watch golf, you know, over the weekend. That should be a good tournament. It's a beautiful place, Cal. They got this neat lighthouse in the background, and it's just a neat golf course and a great tournament. They have this cool plaid jacket if you win, kind of taking the little offshoot of the Masters green jacket. So,
yeah.
I like it.
Green and plaid at that point. Yeah, that's funny.
It's cool. It's a kind of neat, you know, setup. So, and then for all my friends out there, NASCAR, maybe tomorrow, I mean Sunday, pardon me, Talladega. That is going to be pretty awesome. Can't wait to watch that race. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. It's going to be something on the tube for you to watch and enjoy, or if you're in your car, to, you know, listen to it on the radio. So we're going to see what happens. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really neat track that a lot of people appreciate and enjoy watching a race at. They didn't have some country songs about good old Talladega. So, it's really cool, Kyle. And that's, you know, pretty much an update on what's going on in the world of sports for everybody out there. And I just want everybody to have a great weekend. And if I can be of help to anybody with their needs, you know, insurance, the bad word, you know, it's a necessity we all have to have. It's just like we joke around with policemen, you know, and we don't like them. You know, we don't like them until we need them. You don't like insurance till you need it. And that's just the way life is. So I try to make it enjoyable and fun and just say, get you the biggest bang for your buck and save you some bucks. So anybody out there listening, please take advantage of my over 30 years of knowledge in this industry. If I don't have the answers, I find the answers for people, Cal. I even, you know, consult with other people, VPs and other experts, just to make sure the person is getting done properly and taken care of. It's all about the customer. So please give me a call at 813-966-1052. Give the number one more time, 813-966-1052. Cal, God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to talking to you Monday morning, Tom.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. God bless. Yeah, we'll talk to you on Monday. Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback, host of the Sports Zone. Folks, we're out of here for this Friday morning. Go out there and make it a great day. Kyle Warren saying, take care out there. We'll see you on the weekend edition, bright and early Saturday morning.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.